Welcome to ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer at the NFL Combine, joined by former safety, a lot of things to introduce you as, former safety, Chicago area product, former Iowa Hawkeye, Matt Bowen, now of ESPN. And Matt, I know you're an expert on the draft. What sets it apart this year in terms of maybe where it's deep, where it's not so deep, position-wise going in here?
Well, it sets it apart from a Bears perspective. This is the draft you want to be in, the way I'm looking at it. You want to get physical, nasty, and faster in the defensive front seven. Well, this is the place to do it. You look at the defensive tackle depth in the draft. You look at the inside linebackers. You look at the athleticism that's on the edge. And there's some players, when you're talking about number 11, depending on how the board breaks out, you're going to get a very good football player, and you're going to add to that defense. You listen to Coach Fox when he's here in Indianapolis. He wants that defense to get better. He wants to be more athletic. Use the term explosive. That's what you're going to see with some of these prospects.
There's been a lot of talk, obviously, about the defense and getting better at every level. The Bears suffered two back-to-back very poor seasons under the previous regime. I thought they showed a lot of progress, but didn't make as many impact plays as they wanted to. Who are some people they might consider at number 11 going forward? And I know we're still a long way away.
We're a long way away, but this is part of the process. And the board's going to change probably 20 times for the Bears before we get to draft day. But you're looking at a couple players. Sheldon Rankins is a defensive tackle out of Louisville. If you're talking about Coach Fangio's 3-4 front, I think he can play DN 3-4 front. More importantly, he's going to give you interior pressure. And I think anyone who watched the Super Bowl, you saw Malik Jackson and Derek Wolfe for the Denver Broncos. I know we talk about those edge guys, but those guys in the middle make a lot of plays. Kawan Short from the Carolina Panthers. Everyone wants that interior rusher. And Sheldon Rankins is quick off the ball. He's 300 pounds. He's explosive. He's got power in his hands. That's the guy I look at number 11. So if he's on the board, okay, that's a real solid pick. It's a kind of a safer pick because we're getting a defensive tackle. We're making the middle of our defense stronger. You know, the linebackers, there's really three guys. You know, Jalen Smith from Notre Dame, he didn't have the knee. I don't even know if he'd be there at 11. You know, he's going to be there at 11. That's a question they have to ask themselves. He's an elite player. He's probably the best linebacker in this class when healthy, but he is banged up now. He's recovering from an ACL. Miles Jack, the linebacker at UCLA. I don't know if he falls to 11. You're talking about a guy who runs like a strong safety. And the last linebacker I said that about was Von Miller. I remember watching Von Miller at the Senior Bowl. I said, man, safety moves pretty well. I said, hey, that's a linebacker. So, my, you know, he could play. Reggie Ragland. Okay, Reggie Ragland is the inside linebacker, a true inside linebacker. You want a guy that gets off the bus first, along with Pernell McPhee, and they stand at the 50-yard line and look at the other team and say, hey, man, we're going to hit you in the mouth all day. That's Reggie Ragland. He has weights down. He was 259 at the Senior Bowl, down to 247. You see with a lot of guys that get leaner, get faster for the testing, but he's a true downhill linebacker. Are you reaching a little bit at number 11? I don't know that yet. You know, he's projected in that back half, you know, the back 15 of the top of the first round. But, again, if you're at number 11, you want good players, right? You want guys that make your defense better. And I really think it's that front. Noah Spence. He's an outside linebacker from Eastern Kentucky. Started his career at Ohio State. Very athletic off the edge. He's going to do very well at the testing here in Indianapolis. Had a great week at the Senior Bowl. There's that edge guy you pair opposite Pernell McPhee. Now, Pernell McPhee is that guy who's tough, solid on the edge. He can take on the run game. He uses his hands. Very aggressive. Now you get the speed guy opposite him. That's what you want.
I know during your career you played for a variety of head coaches and defensive coordinators, Steve Spurrier, Lovie Smith. Mm-hmm. Tell me about John Fox and what you've heard about him from players and your impressions of him as a coach.
Well, I played against Fox's teams a lot when he was in Carolina. And what you did is Monday sat in the cold tub all day. That's what you did. You got your butt kicked. It was physical, nasty games. They were tough up front on the offensive line. They were tough in the defensive front seven. Their secondary put a helmet on you. And the running backs, your defensive back, they try to knock you out of the game. I mean, they had big running backs, physical guys. They were just an old-school football team. And I think everyone has to understand this. We talk about how it's a passing league, wide-open offenses. I understand that. But at the end of the day, the teams that can run the football and stop the run are usually the teams that have lasting power and succeed. So I'm pretty sure it's what he wants to build in Chicago.
Great stuff, Matt. I really appreciate you joining us. And thank you very much for watching ChicagoBears.com.